Argentina has suspended most of their beef exports, saying they want to bolster their domestic supplies. Is this good news or not for U.S. producers? Here to talk about that is Erin Bohrer. She is economist for U.S. Meat Export Federation. Erin, thanks for joining us. Good news, bad news. What impact do you think this move by Argentina will have on beef producers here in the U.S. and our exports?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Well, it's a sad day in my mind. So we hate to see governments intervening in anyone's markets, and that's my top line takeaway. I've been in Argentina a few times, and when visiting, saw firsthand the kind of cap that producers had on their willingness to expand the herd, because there's kind of this concern that the government's going to intervene in the markets again. And so we were there in November 2019, most recently, and even at that time there was concern, or maybe even almost an exception, that the government was going to intervene in the markets at some point. So I just really hate to see it. And in fact, we compete with Argentina a little bit, maybe, and those would be in their main markets. So in China, I would say we operate on a completely separate level than Argentina, but that's certainly the big market where this is impacting, because China is, 72% of Argentina's exports, and Argentina is the second largest supplier into China, following only Brazil. But let's just dive into that a bit more. So Argentina shipped about 110,000 tons to China in the first 4 months of the year. I have U.S. exports exceeding 40,000 tons. So keep in mind, that's up from less than 3,000 tons in the same period last year. So again, in this big market where it's, say, having the biggest impact, because that is one country where there aren't really exceptions for Argentina's exports to continue. The read on the ground from Ming, who was in Shanghai for the big Cial show in our China Traders Club, of which, by the way, we had 900 people together for a big dinner, so there is no more COVID in China. The read from the trade was that they're kind of going to wait this out. 30 days is temporary. And so, again, Argentina accounts for about 22% of China's imports, but those importers were going to kind of hold pat for now. Of course, it was driving up prices further, prices from other South American suppliers, so Brazil and Uruguay. But for the U.S., again, we've actually grown to nearly 4% of China's imports, and that's from less than 1% a year ago. But we're in that grain-fed category. Looking at China's import data, prices for U.S. are more than double for Argentina, and that's kind of vague because it's mixing all categories on a simple average. But it just tells you we're in a completely separate category of the Chinese market. One, two, we're already growing very fast, and we've kind of plateaued out on those weekly shipments, although there were big sales reported in the latest data last Thursday. That would have happened before the Argentina news, and that was over 9,000 tons booked, although the caveat with sales is always that product could ship over many weeks and even months. But so China's been red hot for grain-fed U.S. beef, as we have surpassed Australia to be that largest supplier in what's still kind of a niche category. And then the other big market for Argentina versus U.S. is Europe. And there are exceptions. So Argentina can still ship under their quotas. And so that applies for Europe. And that also applies for their exports into the U.S. But that quota export volumes is only about 7% of Argentina's exports. So it is a serious restriction, but you said it right in the beginning that it's not an outright ban, but restriction on their exports.
We're talking with U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Erin Bohrer about the decision by Argentina to suspend most of their beef exports. So it sounds like, Erin, this isn't going to have a big impact on the U.S. one way or the other. It would seem that both beef producers and consumers in Argentina may be most affected by this, and that would be in a negative way.
Yeah, so unfortunately, these policies are always very short-sighted, and Argentina is also, unfortunately, in the throes of the pandemic, so they're in pretty significant lockdown and really a terrible situation on both the human health side and economically. So we have to keep in mind that they've been essentially in recession prior to the pandemic. Inflation is rampant. The peso is devalued, so the official rate's now something around 95 pesos to the dollar. It's maybe double that on the unofficial market. And then you compare that to trading in the range of about 20 pesos in the first half of 2018. So they've been through serious inflation. And this is, you know, part of what's stemming this government action as well as this terrible situation on all fronts. And knowing that there are elections coming up later this year, they've been pushed back later in the year because of the pandemic. So it's a tough situation. And what we saw the last time there were major government interventions in the market going back to 2006, the beef cow herd shrank by nearly 3 million head, or about 14%, in the following couple of years. And you saw beef exports, which were about 20% of production, drop to just 6%. And the herd had rebuilt. Exports had recovered to 25% of production. But consumers in Argentina, yes, have been consuming less. So per capita beef consumption within that country has fallen by about 25% compared to the recent 08-09 peak. And at the same time, chicken consumption has increased, although that's even plateaued out since about 2016. And then the recent growth has also been in pork consumption, which is still relatively small, but it's been growing since 2012. So Argentina still has relatively high per capita beef consumption compared to other parts of the world. You're looking at about 37 kilos in product weight, which is significant. But yeah, it's been shrinking and going back all the way, well, as recently as 2006 to those most significant government interventions. And then there have been export taxes on and off. The government has been taxing exports at a rate of 9%, and that has been partially to try to offset this weak peso.
All right, so we'll continue to watch that. Meanwhile, I want to go back to something you said about our increase of business beef exports into China and how things are starting to get back to normal there, where you're able to have person-to-person, face-to-face meetings again. What's your projection for what we could see here coming up as far as beef sales into China?
Yeah, even if we just maintain essentially what we've been doing year to date, that'll push our exports to somewhere around 120,000 tons. And you're looking at essentially over $1 billion market into China. And so it jumps right up there with, the $1 billion club with Japan and Korea. And it's been incredible. The food service business is rocking, and that's still the biggest customer for our product. We're also in modern retail, places like Sam's Club. There's just one Costco, but in Costco as well, and some higher-end supermarkets like City Super. Our doors are getting knocked down for our staff in China. I know the same for companies here in the U.S. So everyone wants in the business, and, the complaint is there's just not enough U.S. supplies, which goes back to, needing China-eligible cattle as the first step. But it's not just a switch we can turn on and off, clearly, even though the restrictions were dramatically reduced through the Phase 1 agreement, and that's what you're seeing play out at the moment. It's been a pretty red-hot market and leading the growth in U.S. exports so far this year, along with Korea, which has continued to grow as well. And these other major markets in Asia, including Korea and Japan, Taiwan, they all see the offtake from China and worry and try to get more U.S. beef kind of while they can, because everyone, knows the buying power and the volume that China can take.
Yeah, kind of a ripple effect. When China starts buying, everyone else starts kind of scrambling to get what they can, because I know China can buy in such huge volume. So they're buying more than just U.S. grain. They're buying beef as well. That's very interesting and certainly good news for our producers. Aaron, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Take care. Aaron Bohr, economist for the U.S. Meat Export Federation.